4. Residential and Administrative Areas. Considerable portions of Jerusalem are assigned as residential areas, while other portions of the system capital are given over to the necessary administrative functions involving the supervision of the affairs of 619 inhabited spheres, 56 transitional culture worlds, and the system capital itself. On Jerusalem and in Nebadon, these arrangements are designed as follows. 1. The circles, the non-native residential areas. 2. The squares, the system executive administrative areas. 3. The rectangles, the rendezvous of the lower native life. 4. The triangles, the local or Jerusalem administrative areas. This arrangement of the system activities into circles, squares, rectangles, and triangles is common to all the system capitals of Nebadon. In another universe, an entirely different arrangement might prevail. These are matters determined by the diverse plans of the Creator Sons. Our narrative of these residential and administrative areas takes no account of the vast and beautiful estates of the material sons of God, the permanent citizens of Jerusalem. Neither do we mention numerous other fascinating orders of spirit and near-spirit creatures. For example, Jerusalem enjoys the efficient services of the Sparanja of design for system function. These beings are devoted to spiritual ministry in behalf of the supermaterial residents and visitors. They are a wonderful group of intelligent and beautiful beings who are the transition servants of the higher Merantia creatures and of the Merantia helpers who labor for the upkeep and embellishment of all Merantia creations. They are, on Jerusalem, what the midway creatures are on Urantia, midway helpers functioning between the material and the spiritual. The system capitals are unique in that they are the only worlds which exhibit well-nigh perfectly all three phases of universe existence, the material, the Merantial, and the spiritual. Whether you are a material, Merantia, or spirit personality, you will feel at home on Jerusalem. So also do the combined beings, such as the midway creatures and the material sons. Jerusalem has great buildings of both material and Merantia types, while the embellishment of the purely spiritual zones is no less exquisite and replete. If I only had words to tell you of the Merantia counterparts of the marvelous physical equipment of Jerusalem, if I could only go on to portray the sublime grandeur and exquisite perfection of the spiritual appointments of this headquarters world. Your most imaginative concept of perfection of beauty and repleteness of appointment would hardly approach these grandeurs, and Jerusalem is but the first step on the way to the supernal perfection of paradise beauty.